A couple of weeks ago, we had a magnitude 3.9 earthquake that happened right outside the town of Howell, Utah. The interesting thing about that earthquake is there are no mapped faults specifically where that earthquake happened.
This is Rob McDermott, a PhD candidate in geosciences at Utah State University. He says that a magnitude 3.9 earthquake is small in terms of what we could experience. It equates to a 2-inch movement along the strike-slip interface of the newly discovered fault.
The fault is there. We just didn't know it was there. A fault can be a tricky thing to find, and they're not always well exposed at the surface. And there are faults in that area that a geologist can go out and say, yes, there's a fault there. There's not an active scarp along where the Howell earthquake occurred.
There are other unknowns in northern Utah's geology. Because the Wasatch Fault is more dangerous and capable of producing an earthquake with a magnitude of up to 7.5, a lot of the focus falls on that fault. As a consequence, there isn't scientific consensus on how often big earthquakes happen on Cache and Box Elder counties' faults, and our fault maps are out of date.
The current active fault map was made in the late 80s. There's also faults that we know that they're there, but we don't know anything about them. Since then, our technology has advanced. We can use certain tools like LIDAR to map faults that are easy to miss in the fields. I mean, it comes down to how many scientists there are and funding, really.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.